Welcome to Dante's Inferno. This is my podcast. Thanks for listening. Hope you get a ton of value. Yo, what up? It's Dante from TakeActionLifestyles.com. And I want to talk to you about something right now. Do you find it difficult to be grateful for what you have? When you hear the term gratitude, when you try to focus right now, it's like a thought experiment. Try to focus on like, what's great about my life? You ask yourself that question right now. What's great about my life? What is going good for me? Is it hard for you to really feel that? Is it hard to have that rise up within you? Are you numb to that feeling? Is that feeling foreign? Is it difficult? Is it like trying to force, like you got to force your way to kind of connect with that feeling of like gratitude, appreciation? I find it fascinating when people, what's up, Ethan? It says there's four people watching. I'm not seeing all your guys' names pop up yet. So as your names pop up, I will wave and give you a shout out. Ethan's the only one that popped up right now. So Ethan, thanks for coming on, brother. When I go out socializing at a venue or when I'm hanging out with, you know, a group of people or just some acquaintances that aren't quite in the friend zone yet, I'll have them, or I hear them talk about their life and talk about various situations. And the majority of the time, the people are really happy. I mean, I'm talking about my friends who are crushing it, making a ton of money, laughing a ton. Everything is just on the up and up for them. Those guys are super at ease, super calm, super chill, right? And they're not complaining. They're not bringing up negative shit. They're not shit talking. They're not focused on these minor trivial things like, well, this person did this and this and Donald Trump and blah, 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 blah. What they're focused on is having appreciation for what they have already, deepening that feeling, taking a disgustingly awesome level of action, and focused on results, focused on how to get results. But not just get results, because you can come from this position of like, I gotta get the results, desperate, hustle, work hard, yeah. And that's much better than being apathetic. That's much better than just, you know, giving up on yourself and being like, well, I'm not gonna try at all. I'm just this guy. I'm a nice guy. I don't actually accept myself or love myself. I'm just a nice dude. I'm not here to hurt anybody. I'm out of the way. Don't mind me. Come on, man. Speaking of the dudes, you gotta fucking assert yourself, all right? Like, if you're not focused on making a ton of money, being happy for what you have already, and taking fucking action, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? As a dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's my you know, analysis after research and, you know, healing my own past trauma and everything. What's up, Amanda? What's up, Edward? You're in trauma. You're carrying a disgusting amount of, like, toxic energy within you, and this is holding you down. It's not actually you. So when I say this, I don't want you to feel like I'm attacking you, because that's definitely not my intent. Like, I'm on your fucking team. If anybody's on your team, I'm on your fucking team. I want you to win. I want to see the best for you. I want to see you blossom and get everything you want in life. But when we're holding on to this traumatic energy, it's limiting us. It's causing us to self-sabotage. It's causing us to not be able to just go for the things we want and have it be fucking super difficult and weird and like having to like force to get things done and having to like wade through this like just heavy, dense energy, and everything's difficult, and everything requires an exhausting amount of action. The type of action I'm taking is not coming from a place of exhaustion. It's coming from a place of ease. It's coming from a place of like, yeah, no, let's do that. Like, I'm inspired to do that. Awesome. And obviously respecting my limits, right? Taking breaks when appropriate. But the, you know, overall theme is centered around, I want to do this, and it's rejuvenating for me to do this. It's not exhausting. Right? It's not taxing to make this live stream video. I'm not judging myself. I love myself. Is it perfect? I mean, will it ever be perfect? I don't know. But it's definitely a majority, like 89%, I love myself. I accept myself. I'm happy. What's up, Laird? I'm still healing trauma. I'm constantly healing on a daily basis. I'm constantly, you know, mending the broken parts that I received when I was younger. And that's okay. But where I am right now, I fucking love my life. I'm super happy. That's where I want to get the majority of you guys. That's where we're making these live streams. That's where we're putting out the videos. So if we're not able to just appreciate the present moment, what we have, and then use that as the foundation to go take action, right? Using our happiness and just, my life is great already, but what else? What else can we be doing? What else can we do to get some results? Focusing on continuing the upward spiral. You can't get into that zone unless you accept and love yourself, unless you clear out your low vibrational energy, clear out your trauma energy. Until that happens, you can't, no fucking way you're getting in this. You might forcefully put yourself in there, but you're going to go right the fuck back very quickly. You can't consistently stay in the zone. You have to heal yourself. Until you heal yourself, you're locked in. You're locked in pain, you're locked in suffering, you're locked in, you know, I can't, you're blocked off from information that would help you. Like, for majority of the planet, they're not going to resonate with this content. They're just not. They're not ready for it. Like, they are in massive unconsciousness. They're in massive suffering, massive pain body attack. They can't be appreciative of just like, wow, I'm alive right now. Like, really examine that just for a second. We're fucking alive right now. You're alive right now. You could have woke up dead. Like, you're alive. In this very second, you're alive. You won't always be alive. Eventually, we're going to all die. But right now, you're alive. That's an amazing gift. The fact we can't let that land is a preview into how much trauma and toxic energy is in us. That we can't even be appreciative of the fact we're breathing in this very second. That's insane. What's up, Seth? Love for you too, my man. I love for you as well. Right? It's insane that we can't be appreciative of that. It's insane. It's literally insane. Like, that should be your default. And it's 80-90% my default. And as I continue clearing out more low vibrational energy and going over past traumas and letting more of that, you know, dark, toxic shit out of my body, the more happy I'll become. And my baseline for happiness, which before was like way the hell down here, continues to rise every single day. What's up, Nalina? Right? So as you continue to like release your traumatic past, these horrible, horrible things that have been done to us or we've done to ourselves, we're unconscious, you know, we're doing the best we can. Like, fuck, if we could avoid all that and just be amazing, we would hit that button immediately. But we were just doing the best we can, and we've gotten these traumatic events that have happened to us early on in life. It's not our fault. We're just doing the best we can. Everyone's doing the best we can, best they can, right? So if we don't heal that energy, if we don't get it out of our system, it's going to cause us to self-sabotage. It's going to cause us to have limiting beliefs and just be weird. Like, it's a source of frustration and also amusement when I go out and I'll hang out with some friends of mine, right? Especially dude friends in public. And I'll hear them like obsess over like, oh, I want to talk to that girl, but I can't. Why can't you, bro? Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you? Like, what's stopping you? The massive anxiety. Why? Where's the anxiety coming from? Because you're holding on to trauma. If you let go of that trauma, you, like, it's in you and it's like attacking you. When that is gone, you're just left with space and high vibrational energy, aka high self-worth, fucking boundaries. You know what you want. You're on your purpose as a man. You're going forward. You're taking a disgusting level of action. You're not putting up with drama. You're not putting up with toxic fucking people. You have your you know, castle, and you have your gates up, and you don't let bullshit in. You're focused on results. You're focused on moving forward, as it should be. But whatever it means to you, right? My level of taking action means making videos, getting better at public speaking, getting better at fucking bringing you guys this life-changing information. What's up, Jessica? So you can change your fucking life. That's my level. Maybe your level is being like a master carpenter or like a Twitch streamer, whatever. But it's the place it's coming from, right? It's me. I'm coming from a place of happiness. I love what I do. It's awesome information. I want to help you guys. I want to be of service. It's amazing. It's amazing. I love talking to you guys. I love you, okay? It's coming from a place of happiness and love, not coming from a place of desperation, which it definitely used to. It was in a very, very dark, bad place. It definitely came from before a place of desperation. I need it. And I was obsessing over like, okay, I need to make a bunch of money. I need to be great with women. I need to have great social skills. I need to have high-level relationships. But I never asked myself and questioned, why the fuck am I going after all these things? Where's the place it's coming from, right? So often, and for me, so for a long time, I was walking down this path of like trying to get these things, but the path itself was destructive, but I couldn't see it because I was in it. I identified with the pain. I thought it was me. And because I went down that path, it led to a lot of suffering. But we have to question the place it's coming from with what we're doing in our life, right? This very fucking moment, you watching this live stream, question, how am I feeling right now? Am I feeling great? Great. Am I not feeling great? What's causing that? What am I holding on to that's giving me pain? Because that's not me. And if I can pinpoint what that is, I'm so fucking close to being able to release it. And once I release it, I take that back, that power. I create the space for my natural self to come out. And that natural self of yours is awesome, by the way. But we're suppressed. So the reason why people are like weird or creepy or neurotic, that's because of trauma. You hold on to trauma, it makes you fucking weird because you have this anxiety. You feel like you can't just go up and talk to people. You don't resonate with successful people or lots of money or lots of happiness, right? The most traumatic people, they're withdrawn. They're shut down. They're like, no, I'm okay. No, I can't do that. They self-sabotage. They move away from things that are going to improve their life. They can't resonate with it because they're in pain. They are the pain. You're not the pain. You're not. You're just not. It's in you right now. But if we let go of that, what you actually are, who you actually are, is going to surge forward. And your life is just going to start blossoming and exploding with fucking success, money, happiness, relationships. You're going to start thriving. And it's amazing. And the most important part of that whole thing is you're going to resonate with it. It's going to make sense. It's going to be like, yeah, no, that makes, I'm that person. You're that guy or you're that girl. Like, you're just a successful person now. And people who are in massive trauma and they're toxic, they hear shit like this and it pisses them off. Because they're like, they identify with their pain so much, they think it's them. When you point that out and you show them like, no, you can let it go. Because they're so hooked and addicted to their pain and their fucking bullshit problems. Bullshit in the scope of like, dude, you're a legend. You're legendary. All you guys watching, fucking legendaries. Legends, and you are legendary, right? You are. You just are. Maybe you don't realize it yet. Maybe you're not connected to it yet. Maybe you are connected to it. You're on the path of connecting to it. You know, you're close to it. You're making progress, whatever. But you're a fucking legend. So bullshit in terms of like, you're a legend. Why are we focusing on this trivial, minute bullshit? Who the fuck cares what Sally or Bob said at work? Who the fuck cares? Go to work, put in a ton of work, come home, build your side business. Or, you know, enjoy your life. Enjoy the fact you're working. Be in this constant state of happiness and gratitude and appreciation. Because you feel amazing when you're in those states. Not obsessing over who the fuck cares what this person did. Like, negativity in general, just dissolves, much like this camera phone just dissolved as a dog bumped in the tripod. Little bastard. Right? So you stop resonating with negativity. It just, you let it go. Like, you don't, it's not fun for you anymore, right? I don't know if you remember this back in the day, in high school days, right? God, high school. I'd be in high school and I'd be hanging out with some friends who are not, not the best type of friends. What's up, Arthur? And they would be talking shit about somebody, right? They would be making fun of somebody. They'd be tearing someone down. And everyone would be laughing, right? Or when someone would get bullied, or I'd get bullied, right? By douchebag exhibit number one, and his girlfriend would stand there like laughing at me as he would call me a pussy and various names. What's up, Alyssa? They would laugh. They got a high from that. Like, they got satisfaction and pleasure from that. Because they're hurting and they're in pain and they're, you know, either they're in pain and because they're in pain, they're resonating with this hit of negativity because they're in a state of negativity, or they're just terrible people. And definitely some of those out there, you know, murderers and psychopaths in various degrees in between. But the point being, they resonated with the negativity. They resonated with giving people pain or being in pain or expanding their pain or talking about their pain, fucking, you know, hyping themselves up over their problems and like, I'm so depressed or this. And they like wear it like a badge of honor. Like, it's pride. Like, they love it. They love talking about it. This is happening in my life and this, and they constantly talk about it. Just like some friends of mine I have who talk about a breakup they've had like 6 fucking years ago. They're still talking about it. Like, what? What? You're going to die. Like, what? Why are we talking about this girl still, bro? Like, it's been 6 years. Move on. Jesus. Like, not even for me, but just for you. Like, for your own sake and happiness. Like, I can kind of put up with it because I love you and I believe in you. So, like, whatever. But just for fucking you, let's let this shit go and focus on, like, getting a new relationship, making more money, going to have more cool experiences. I don't, like, it's funny and it's frustrating, right? It's frustrating because I want people to change and I want them to start being awesome. And this is my journey of, like, learning how to improve my public speaking to get to a position where I can just, like, fucking give you guys that shit. It's a process. I'm getting there. I love the process, and I'm resigned in a good way to going along that path. But the point being, it's frustrating talking to people who they can't, like, they be quiet when you start bringing up, like, how to be successful, solutions. They fucking hate solutions. They don't want to hear solutions. They just want, you know, cigarettes, alcohol, things that are going to distract them from their miserable fucking existence. And if you do give them solutions, they tune the fuck out. It's like their eyes glaze over. That's so sad. That's so fucking sad. They can't even, there's not even enough presence within them, enough high vibrational energy, positive energy within them to even provide an opening to get this information. So the fact you guys are even watching this, I just want to say thank you real quick. Like, you're amazing. You're the 1%, the 1% of society focused on growth and happiness. So thank you guys. Alyssa, Ethan, Arthur, Axel, Nalina, Jessica, Edward, you guys, Seth, Sheila, you guys are amazing. Laird, you guys are amazing. Like, seriously. The fact you're even open for this information, legendary. Fucking awesome. So that's where I'm at. That's where Glenn and I am at. Like, we're trying to figure out ways to bring this information to people and get better at that. Because once people actually follow the training and, like, purchase the training and do the fucking training, they experience massive results. And go look at go energyawarenesstraining.com, go look at the testimonials. Plenty of fucking people, high-level entrepreneurs, guys killing it, girls killing it, super happy, came with all sorts of different problems. It dissolves. Because the 10%, your problems, that's just the 10%. It literally doesn't matter. You can just fucking ignore it. What we have to take care of, though, is the 90% underneath the surface of your life, your energy. You change your energy, you change your life. That's a big saying we have over here at Energy Awareness Training. Because that's what's actually causing your 10% of your external life. The 90% internal is creating the external 10%, be it money, relationships, whatever, happiness, good-looking body, etc. You resonating, the degree to which you resonate with success and making money and that being normal, is the degree to which you clear out your low vibrational energy and trauma energy. Trauma energy is like one form of low vibrational energy. We call it historic/traumatic low vibrational energy. These are the things that happened in our past, like you're raped, abused, molested, bullied. You know, that was a big one for me. Had my uncle call me a piece of shit, you know, verbal abuse. It wasn't cool. That sticks with us, right? Or let's say you're at the dinner table and you're loud and your dad or mom or whatever says, shut the fuck up. Or that might be extreme if you live in a very, very negative household. Or be quiet. Or shh, right? Depending on our perspective and, you know, what we're feeling at the time, that shh can shut us the fuck down and scar us emotionally. It can traumatize us. So we hang on to this stuff. It stays in our energetic body. We have a physical body. We have an energetic body. It sticks to our energetic body. And if we don't clear that out, if we don't know how to clear that out, it causes anxiety and stress and depression and limiting beliefs and low self-worth. But if we can remove that, we start resonating with being happy. We start resonating with making a ton of money and being successful. Because we're on our purpose now, right? We resonate with being happy. It makes sense. Like, we feel good. And let's say I was to give you $1 million. You would probably go, you know, travel and do a bunch of stuff. But at the end of that, when you still had a shit ton of money left over, or let me say $1 billion, because $1 million is starting to be, like, not as much money anymore. $1 billion, right? Eventually, you're going to focus on something that brings you a ton of fucking joy and happiness. Be it, you know, music, whatever. You're going to find a passion. You're going to find a hobby. And for some of you, you want to build a business around that. That's your purpose. But you can't get access to that if you hate yourself, if you don't accept yourself, if you don't love yourself, if you're constantly self-sabotaging. Some of you might know your purpose. Some of you might not know your purpose yet. This is my purpose, right? That's why I'm doing this. I fucking love my life. It's amazing. Super grateful. Let's keep it going, right? But you don't resonate with success and happiness if you're still holding on to trauma. So if you guys are interested in wanting to heal, wanting to clear out this low vibrational energy, shoot me a DM and I'll fucking hook you up with something. That's just because I love you and because I want to see you thrive and succeed. And I appreciate you guys coming with me this early on in my journey as I continue to get better and better and better. So DM me, PM me, whatever, and I'll hook you up with some stuff. For the rest of you guys, thank you so much for watching this video. Hope it was enlightening. Hope it was illuminating. I love you guys. You're amazing. Thank you. Seriously, thank you. You're the 1% of society open to concepts and paradigms to promote growth and happiness. So the fact that you're conscious enough, you're present enough to receive, that's cool. So thank you. I'm gonna go now. I have to go engage with more people on social media, you know, promote more of Glenn's content so we can get more attention and views on the, you know, YouTube videos, posts, etc. So more people can change their life and be happy and stop fucking living in a hellish existence. So I'm gonna go do that. I love you guys. Happy Monday. Hope you have an amazing rest of your Monday and Monday night. I love you. Please like this video if you found it entertaining, insightful. You're the best. Seriously. Goodbye. David, you missed it, man, but I love you, bro. I love you. I love you, though. Even though you missed all of it, I love you. Namaste, guys. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Dante's Inferno. Please, if you got any value whatsoever, send this episode to one person. Now, yes, kind of asking you to market it for me, but if it brought you value, please send it to one friend, family member. If anyone comes on to your mind, you know, that immediately pops up, that would be like, they'd get a kick out of this information. I think this applies to them. There's any feeling. Please send it to one person. Apart from that, if you have the funds, I definitely recommend you checking out an energyawarenesstraining.com. Once again, energyawarenesstraining.com. Tons of life-changing material on there. I recommend purchasing level one energy awareness training. Level one, okay? That has the foundations to take care of your entire fucking life. That, it's just, it's amazing. But apart from that, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I love you. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for being a part of this community. You're amazing.